The November concert is close at hand. Ryan Heskins here to talk about it. And it's another film. This is, what, the third year you've done a film played alongside with the orchestra. And this time, tell us about it. What is it, Ryan Heskins?
Absolutely. So this wonderful concert features Fantasia. And it's the combination of both. Of course, we have the original 1940s Fantasia, where, you know, we first discover the Sorcerer's Apprentice. Mickey Mouse, if you can believe it, was having sort of a lull in his career, and his popularity was drooping, and so Walt Disney needed something to amp up the crowds around Mickey Mouse, and so he created this sort of short that he was actually just going to market it on its own, mm-hmm. and turned into this whole story, and it became so expensive that he decided, you know, why don't I just create a whole feature of all this music and all of these shorts together, and that's where Fantasia came from. And then in 2000, just before 2000, creators came, relatives of Walt Disney came together and said, we should do something similar. And so they put together a whole new set of pieces and new animation, with the exception of a couple of the originals, which they included in that revised version, Sorcerer's Apprentice being one of them, and created Fantasia 2000. So on Saturday night, we'll experience sort of the best of both films combined into the evening. But it's just as we've seen with The Godfather, just as we saw with Wizard of Oz, mm-hmm. where the animation is projected over the orchestra and we're playing the soundtrack as it is.
Now, I'm thinking the audience for Fantasia is going to be more similar to The Wizard of Oz than it was for The Godfather.
Yeah, right. Although, you know, Fantasia can get a little dark.
Yeah, for sure.
but for sure, yeah, it's perfect for the family. And it's so beautiful. I had kind of personally had forgotten about all that, the animation. But it's really amazing.
Yeah.
And the great part about this, at least on our side, is Disney did this all about the music. The music exists obviously before these
pieces.
Right,
the music is like the main character.
Exactly. And you know, in modern film where you put a score with film, usually the film exists first. Wasn't the case with this. You know, the tracks were laid out first, and then the animators, you know, I think over time it's like 1,000 people who worked on the 1940 version of drawing up all these things, but they had the click track instead of the orchestra having the click track for the film, as normally how it goes. The animators actually had a click track to the music that was recorded previously.
Explain a click track for...
So essentially, you know, if you pop on a metronome, so you have a solid tempo, music in performance doesn't really go precisely by the click. So if you say, oh, it's going at 120 beats per, you know, bar per measure, in performance, it never does that, even though we try to do that. The click track helps us experience those slowing downs and speeding up and the extra nuance of music and the emotion and the buildup and the dramatics. And so, you know, this bar goes a bit slower, we speed up here. And so all of the animators had that going throughout, you know, their drawing process. And that's really, I mean, it's perfectly timed, which is also a little pressure for me to make sure that, you know, I don't drop the hippo before it actually falls on the screen. You don't want to do that.
That's
in
probably
life
not
ever.
A sentence you've ever used
no,
before coming
no.
into this
I'm,
concert.
No, this one's bringing a whole new few things to the, you know, accompanying hippos and watching little mushrooms dance in front of me on the screen. So it's a challenge, but it's a brilliant collaboration between the visual and the sound.
Well, let's, if some have not seen Fantasia in a while, let's remind the listeners of what some of the great pieces that are in this.
Of course, the most famous is the Sorcerer's Apprentice with Mickey in his wizard hat, where he convinces the brooms through his magic powers to do the work for him, and it all goes to...
That's, of course, by Paul Dukas.
Of course, yeah, and it sort of all falls apart. But we have excerpts from Beethoven 6, sort of a mythological creatures of different gods of Bacchus, and sort of celebration of life and centaurs and on all of these mythical characters. We have dancing hippos and tutus. We have the Dance of the Hours, Beethoven 5, Pines of Rome, as far as the music is concerned. But just, it's sort of the best of the best of the animation, as well as the music. It's sort of the top 10 favorites of the classical repertoire.
if I'm not mistaken, Night on Bald Mountain will make a
appearance? It was in the original, but in this arrangement, we're not using it.
Okay, because you just played that.
Exactly. So we don't want to ever double up. So, you know, I talked to Disney. They worked it out. And it's the power we have here. No. But in the original it was. But this one is jam-packed with just, again, really impressive, beautiful animations. And it's one of those feel-good concerts where you enjoy this amazing live sound of the orchestra, and you sort of disappear into these small little worlds that Disney has created in the most artistically satisfying way.
Talk about, there's lots of stuff going on in and around. Isn't there like a costume contest? Or
there is, yeah. We're welcoming all of the little patrons of the orchestra, the kids, to show up in their favorite Disney costume or character, what have you. And there will be prizes awarded for the most creative, the best mouse, the most original, and the most precious.
Oh.
Isn't that sweet?
It's adorable.
Yes. Yes, Steve, it is. And so we're encouraging everyone to come and really get involved in this performance. It's just a great one, like I've said many times already, for the family. And a great way to experience the orchestra if you've never seen the Sioux City Symphony before. This is perfect.
It's a good intro to it. And it's a good way to kind of, if somebody you've wanted to go, but they've never had a reason to commit to actually seeing a performance. Yep. This is a good way to kind of get a new folk, a new person.
Exactly. Yeah. And that building. Exactly. That live effect that an orchestra can have on you. You know, if you've never experienced that, is something thrilling. And to experience it in this medium, in this combination, collaboration of film and score is a really magical experience. So it's going to be a grand night.
And speaking of new patrons, there's a lot of school kids that'll be showing up today. This is not something that anybody can go to,
right?
There's a lot of kids. You've got a busy morning.
We have a lot of work ahead of us this week. It's been a busy week, a completely different program, but a great partnership that we've had, you know, for a long time with the schools, not just Sioux City, but throughout Siouxland. Over the next course of the next several months, we'll be serving almost between 8,000 and 11,000 young people in the Orpheum this year through our education programs, through a great partnership with Carnegie Hall called Link Up. Really interactive program. And it's another great thing that the Sioux City Symphony is involved with, one of our most important things that we do.
All right, very good. And just one more time, performance, no pre-concert talk. It's 7:30. It's at the Orpheum Theater, Disney's Fantasia. It's on the big screen and performed by the orchestra. You are the man with the plan and the baton and the tailed tuxedo. Ryan Haskins has been with me this morning. Thanks for talking to us.
Of course.
And thank you for tuning in to Morning Edition.